ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show as Mountain Homes boys fall to Fayetteville tonight, 60-51. Fayetteville pulls off the sweep tonight as the Lady Bombers also fell this evening. So let's real quickly, you know, in the past I've had players of the game. I've had co-players of the game, and this will be the first time I've had three co-players of the game, brought to you by Dewey and Sons Plumbing. And so I'm going to go with Wyatt Gilbert, Matt Jones, and also Luke Proctor. I think all three were very important tonight. And it shows on the scorebook. All three ended up with 14 points apiece. Also, Reed Ellison came away with 5 points and 4 on the night for Jake McGee. Fable ended up with 2 players in double figures. C.J. Williams was the leader with 19 points. Landon Glasper finished with 13. 9 on the night for Sawyer Keith. 8 for Will Yokley, 6 for Jack Irk, 3 for Matt Wayman, and 2 points tonight for Max Vollmer. So this game ended up with 3 ties and 2 lead changes, all those coming in the first half. Fayetteville never relinquished the lead in the second half at all. And I'll tell you, one thing that definitely hurt Mountain Home tonight was the turnovers. They ended up with 17 turnovers compared to 7 for Fayetteville, and so that definitely made a difference. So with the loss, Mountain Home's going to fall to 0-2 on the season. Fayetteville's going to improve to 1-1. And again, Mountain Home falls to Fayetteville 60-51. And their next game won't be again until December 1st. The Bombers will have their home opener that night when they play Paragould. So again, the Mountain Home loses 60-51. Mountain Home girls fall to Fayetteville tonight by a count of 60-39. And their next game will be in 2 days, and they'll be their home opener. Lady Bombers will welcome Bentonville to the hangar. And we'll have the broadcast for you that afternoon about 3 o'clock right here on Classic Hits 101.7. We may interrupt the post-game coverage of Arkansas State football. They'll be playing that morning against Texas State. And speaking of football, don't forget to join us tomorrow night as Mountain Home will play in the quarterfinals of the Class 6A State playoffs. The Bombers will be heading to Greenwood to face the Bulldogs that night. So I know it'll be hard for a lot of you to get over there to Greenwood. But so if you can't make it, we'll have the broadcast for you right here on Class Kids 101.7. So be sure you join us for that. So again, Mountain Home gets swept tonight by Fayetteville. That's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. I want to thank Joe Shipman, my producer, back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bulldog Arena in Fayetteville.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Arbest Bank, Arkansas State University of Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, Shelter Insurance Agent Scott Tabor. Now, as Matt said, be sure to tune in to our next broadcast this coming Saturday as the Lady Bombers will have their season opener. They'll take on Bentonville, and that'll be at around 3 o'clock. So, of course, if you can't make it out there, be sure to tune in right here to KCTT Classic Hits 101.7. And, of course, we'll be streaming live on KTLO.com. So don't miss it. Once again, this has been Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7.